Now one can begin to see perhaps already that the Buddhist ideal of forbearance is a very lofty one, a very sublime one. And in Buddhist texts, in Buddhist literature, even in Buddhist life, the ideal is sometimes carried to what we in the West would regard as extremes. For instance, there's the parable, the Buddha's parable of the saw. The Buddha one day called all his disciples together and he said, "Monks, suppose you were going through the forest, and suppose you were seized by robbers who were highwaymen, and suppose they should take a sharp two-handed saw and saw you limb from limb." He said, "If in your mind there arose the least thought of ill will," he said, "you would not be my disciple." So this is the sort of extreme to which this ideal can, could, perhaps should be carried. It isn't, of course, just a question of stoical endurance. It isn't just a question of sort of gritting your teeth and bearing it, but feeling angry and resentful inside. The Buddha's teaching makes it clear that forbearance is essentially a positive mental attitude, essentially an attitude of love. And this fact is very well brought out indeed in a passage from the Majjhima Nikaya, the collection of middle-length sayings of the Buddha. And here the Buddha says, again addressing his disciples, "When men speak evil of you, thus must you train yourselves. Our hearts shall be unwavering. No evil word will we send forth, but compassionate of others' welfare will we abide, of kindly heart, without resentment. And that man who thus speaks, will we suffuse with thoughts accompanied by love, and so abide. And making that our standpoint, we will suffuse the whole world with loving thoughts, far-reaching, wide-spreading, boundless, free from hate, free from ill will, and so abide. Thus must you train yourselves." Now, just one more word before passing on to other aspects of Chanti. There's a little verse, not even a verse, a line, half a line, of the Dhammapada, which goes like this: "Kanti paramang tapo titikha," which is usually translated as, "Patience is the greatest penance," or "Forbearance is the greatest asceticism." And this verse, or this line of the verse, is highly significant. So let's look into it just for a minute. The line mentions tapo, or tapas. Tapas means penance. It means austerities. It means practices of self-mortification. There were lots of these in ancient India. For instance, if you fasted for months on end, or just reduced your food to a few grains of rice a day, or every other day, or every third day, or once a week, this was an asceticism. Or if you hung head downwards from a tree, with your feet in the air, and meditated like that, that was another kind of tapas, another kind of asceticism. Or you stood with one hand in the air, and you kept it there for months, until it withered, until it shriveled. That was also tapas. That was also asceticism. And then there was a famous one called the Pancha Agni tapas. The tapas, the asceticism of the five fires. And in this one, you kindled five fires, four at the four cardinal points. And when they were blazing and bright and hot, you sat in the middle with the sun directly overhead. That was the fifth fire. And you meditated like this. And this was called the Pancha Agni tapasya, the asceticism of the five fires. And all these forms of asceticism, all these kinds of penance and self-mortification and self-torture were very, very popular in the Buddha's day. There are plenty of references to them in the Pali scriptures. And many people in the Buddha's day regarded these various practices of asceticism, of self-mortification, as means to salvation. They believed that the more the flesh was mortified, the finer and purer and more subtle and more enlightened the spirit became. But the Buddha didn't agree with this. The Buddha didn't approve. He tried it all for 6 years, and he had found that it didn't work. So This is what he says in this little verse, Kanti Palamang Tapo Chitika. It's patience, it's forbearance, which is the greatest tapas, the greatest asceticism. It's as though the Buddha said, all right, if you want to practice penance, if you want to practice asceticism, there's no need to seek out special opportunities. No need to sit in between five fires. Just go back to ordinary everyday life. You just live in the midst of that. That'll give you opportunities enough for penance. That'll give you opportunities enough for tapasya. That'll give you opportunities enough for the practice of forbearance. In other words, if you bear properly the trials and the difficulties of life, other people and so on, well, you couldn't have a tapasya more difficult than that. So in that sense, forbearance, patience, kshanti, is the graces of all penances, the graces of all asceticisms.